Anne in the city. Anne is spending the weekend in Lille at Grandma Marcel's house. They are going to the Fine Arts Museum. In the street, there is lots of noise. Cars, mopeds, buses and trams arrive from everywhere, swarming, moving and honking. They walk past the big cathedral, cross the road at the traffic lights, turn left, and decide to take a shortcut through the market on the square. "At least there's no traffic here," says Anne. They take advantage of the market to buy some apples for a snack. "Can you see the fountain over there at the end of the pedestrian street?" asks Grandma. "It's the Fine Arts Museum. It's very beautiful." Inside the galleries and corridors are full of paintings and sculptures. Anne is impressed. There is even a picture by Goya, the artist they talked about in class. Anne is in seventh heaven, but the museum is really big, and very soon she is exhausted by so many works of art. After the visit, Grandma and Anne decide to go to the park for a rest. But when Anne sees all the games, her fatigue is forgotten. On the contrary, she wants to try them all. The slide, the swing, the roundabout. Today there are really a lot of people, and when Anne wants to go back to her grandma, she doesn't know where their bench is. She looks everywhere but can't find her grandma. Anne is lost. The park guardian sees her crying and approaches her. "Are you lost?" he asks. "Don't worry, little girl. I'll help you. I know this park like the back of my hand." Together, they make a tour of the games, pass near the ice cream kiosk, and go down the alley with the sculptures. They make a tour of the little pond with the ducks and swans, but still no grandma. Anne holds the guardian's hand tightly when, all of a sudden, they hear a shout behind them. "Grandma, it's my grandma," says Anne, drying her tears. Grandma runs up to them. Out of breath and squeezing Anne in her arms, she said, "You frightened me, my sweetheart. I met my friend Fernand, and when I said goodbye to her, you weren't near the games anymore. I lost sight of you. What a fright." They both thank the guardian for taking care of Anne. "After all this emotion, you must be tired, sweetheart," says Grandma. "Come on. Shall we have a hot chocolate and then take the tram home?" "Super, but I'm not going to let go of your hand again."